Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to elevating the souls of Simcha Chazdai, Pesach Vansir, Harav Mir Kahana, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, and Yosef Ben Meir. We are going to begin a major campaign to defeat Donald Trump this November, in this November's election. And of course, the voting actually begins in many states before November. So in this year's presidential election, we're going to begin a campaign to defeat him. Now, of course, both of the candidates running, there are two candidates running, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, both of them are absolutely catastrophic. Hillary Clinton is very anti-Semitic and very anti-Israel. Her and her husband polluted the White House for 8 years in the 1990s and pursued the Oslo terrorist agreements with the PLO terrorists. Thousands of Jews were murdered as a result of those agreements. Hillary Clinton and her husband relentlessly pressured Israel for 8 years to commit national suicide. There's no question that she's an anti-Semite, that she's an enemy of Israel, that her policies in America are terrible policies. In many cases, they're either a continuation of Barack Hussein Obama's disastrous policies or a return to the policies that her and her husband had when they were in the White House. Absolutely disastrous for the United States. Absolutely disastrous for Israel. So we don't support Hillary Clinton. But, believe it or not, Donald Trump is actually even worse than her. That's not easy. It's not easy to have a candidate who manages to be worse than Hillary Clinton. That is really quite a challenge. But Donald Trump manages to do that. And we have three polls that came out this past week. Three polls came out that show that the race is now too close to call, that each of the candidates has about a 50-50 chance of winning. Two polls taken by Fox News and by Rasmussen, two out of the three polls, show Donald Trump with a slight lead over Hillary Clinton. The third poll taken by CBS News shows Hillary Clinton with a slight lead over Donald Trump. So it's a very close race, and it's a 50-50 race, and Trump really has now a 50% chance of actually winning at this point. That is very, very dangerous, because he is even worse than Hillary Clinton. And let me give you just three quick examples of why he is worse. We've discussed all these things before, but you're going to be hearing a lot of this between now and November. Here are three quick examples of why he's worse, and then after I give you these examples, we're going to discuss our strategy for defeating Donald Trump. And also the fact that we haven't, you know, we're putting together a new organization to do so, and we'll discuss all that. We'll discuss all that in a few moments. But first, remember, Donald Trump has said that Saudi Arabia, Japan, and South Korea, among other countries, should all get nuclear bombs. He has said they're going to get nuclear bombs anyway. Saudi Arabia should get nuclear bombs, Japan, South Korea, they're going to get it anyway. So let them get nuclear bombs now. We might as well let them. They're inevitably going to get it. First of all, they're not inevitably going to get anything. The United States has successfully prevented the spread of nuclear weapons to these countries and to many other countries for decades now. U.S. policy under both Democrat and Republican administrations has been to prevent the spread of nuclear bombs, to prevent nuclear proliferation. And the United States, in most cases, has succeeded in preventing countries from going nuclear. In most cases, has been successful for decades now. So it's not true that inevitably they're all going to get nuclear bombs anyway. Let's just let them all have nuclear bombs. If you allow Saudi Arabia and other Muslim countries surrounding Israel to have nuclear bombs, and if you allow Japan and South Korea and other countries in sensitive parts of the world to go nuclear, you are inviting nuclear war. You are inviting nuclear arms races all over the world, a massive international nuclear arms race all over the world. It will be an unprecedented catastrophe. And there is no question that if dozens of countries acquire nuclear bombs, that there is no doubt that those bombs will eventually be used. If you have dozens of countries with those bombs, and many of those countries are unstable, crazy dictatorships that support Islamic terrorism, for instance, because the Islamic countries support Islamic terrorism, sponsor and support Islamic terrorism, you're telling them they should go nuclear? I mean, there's no question that Islamic terrorists are going to have access to those bombs, and that we're going to face the prospect of nuclear war if that happens. This is insanity. This is madness. This is threatening us all with the prospect of a nuclear holocaust. And that is literally what Donald Trump's policies would lead to, God forbid. when he says we should encourage all these countries, spread nuclear bombs all over the place and encourage all these countries to go nuclear and reverse the decades-long policy of trying to prevent nuclear proliferation, instead encourage nuclear proliferation. This is such madness. This is the most dangerous thing anyone can possibly advocate. And on that issue alone, he proves that he's worse than Hillary Clinton. A second issue where he shows that he's worse than Hillary Clinton is the issue of negotiating what he calls a peace, a final peace between Israel and what he refers to as Palestinians. Now, there is no Palestine, there are no Palestinians. Okay, this is all an Arab lie, Arab bluff, Arab propaganda. There's never been a Palestine in history and there is no Palestinian people. But Donald Trump has said that he is going to devote all of his energy and all the power of the presidency and do whatever it takes to fulfill his ultimate dream. His ultimate dream, he said, is to create a so-called Palestinian state and have this final suicidal agreement that Israel will have to agree to. This is his dream. He said, that would be the ultimate deal. That's my ultimate dream in life. Now, for Israel, for the Jewish people, and for righteous Gentiles, Donald Trump's ultimate dream is our ultimate nightmare. This would be unbelievably catastrophic for Israel. And having a vicious bully like him going against a cowardly leader like Benjamin Netanyahu, who is, by the way, a cowardly leader who always gives into pressure in the end, that's a very dangerous situation to be in. And Trump is promising to use all the power of the presidency and do everything he can to achieve this agreement. That is very, very dangerous. And that makes him worse than Hillary Clinton. Now, will Hillary Clinton also pressure Israel to create a so-called Palestinian state? Will Hillary Clinton also pressure Israel to commit national suicide? Is there a danger that that will happen under Hillary Clinton? Yes. But the danger is much greater under Donald Trump, because at least under Hillary Clinton, she knows that when she and her husband were in the White House, they failed to achieve that agreement. They tried and failed. And when she was Secretary of State for 4 years, she tried and failed and basically gave up most of the time. Most of the time she didn't actively pursue it because she felt it was hopeless and she pursued other things. Donald Trump, though, says he's going to put all of his focus on this and really do everything he can to get this agreement, and make it into a reality. So that is very, very dangerous. Very dangerous. And that makes him worse than Hillary Clinton in terms of the land of Israel and in terms of the survival of the state of Israel. A third thing that shows you how disastrous Donald Trump is. He says that he's going to eliminate the national debt, which is now over $19 trillion. That one of the ways he could eliminate it is he's going to renegotiate the debt. That he's not going to pay people who bought U.S. bonds, people and nations and companies that bought U.S. bonds, the trillions of dollars in bonds and in treasury securities. They were promised a certain amount that they're going to get back. He's going to give them less. He's going to refuse to pay them back everything they were promised. Now, when you don't pay somebody back what they were promised, when you have a bond or you have a security note and or you're a debtor and someone has bought your debt and you don't pay them back what you owe, that is called bankruptcy. That's default. The United States government will in effect be going bankrupt, will in effect be defaulting on its loans. That's in effect what will be happening. Do you know what that will do to the world economy? If the United States refuses to honor its debt commitments and pay back the trillions of dollars that it owes people who bought bonds and who invested in the United States government, do you know what that will do to the United States economy? There'll be a crash. I mean, This would lead to another Great Depression. I could go on and on with the crazy proposals that Donald Trump has made. You know, he's like the drunk in the bar that screams and yells, and oh, I'll show him, I'll do this, and I'll do that, and I won't pay him back, and I'll give him all nuclear bombs, and we'll do this. You know, he's like the crazy drunk just shouting out things that don't make any sense, except he really is the crazy drunk who's about to become president. He's the crazy drunk who is about to have access to the nuclear codes of the United States. You know, the president has the ability to launch thousands of nuclear missiles, and you're putting it in the hands of someone who says things that are insane. He's worse than Hillary Clinton. He's more dangerous than Hillary Clinton. and he has to be stopped. Donald Trump has to be stopped. So what's our strategy going to be? Well, first of all, we're going to lead a campaign of attacking Donald Trump from the right, not from the left. When you attack Donald Trump from the left, you're helping Donald Trump. All the things that leftists do against Donald Trump, that's helping him. We're going to attack him from the right. If the polls are right, and this is a very close race, if the polls are correct, and this is like a 50-50 race or almost a 50-50 race, if we can just scrape off of Donald Trump 2 or 3% of the vote from the right, even 1 or 2% maybe if it's close enough, if we can just get enough true conservatives not to vote for him, even if it's a small percentage of true conservatives not to vote for him, in a close race, that can swing the election. That can prevent him from getting elected. And that's what we're going to try to do. Because he is more dangerous than Hillary Clinton. Now, we are not telling people to vote for Hillary Clinton. We do not support Hillary Clinton. But we are telling people that Donald Trump is a clear and present danger to America, to Israel, to the conservative cause. To have someone posing as a Republican president doing all these terrible policies. Do you know how that will set back the conservative cause? You know what that will do to the Republican Party? You have any idea the damage that that will cause to this country and to conservatism? And by the way, if there's no conservative movement and no conservative cause and he destroys and cripples and sullies the image of conservatism for generations to come, if he does that, the United States is finished. Because the conservative movement is the last thing left in this country that keeps the United States from completely self-destructing. The United States is self-destructing, but the one movement that offers a glimmer of hope of preventing that self-destruction is the conservative movement. This is a guy on every issue he's wrong, on every issue he's bad. He wants to deport all the illegal aliens and then bring them back and make them citizens. Touchback amnesty. That is worse than what we have now. It's better now, at least now they're illegal. You're going to bring them back and legalize them and give them citizenship? He says, well, if they don't have a criminal record, if they're the good ones that don't have a criminal record, that's the vast majority of them. You're going to send them back and then they can come right back across the border and then they're legal? And then they're on their way to citizenship? Through the citizenship process? That's much worse than what we have now. We would much rather have, I'm talking about we, real conservatives, we would much rather have a situation where they're not legal and where you can still deport them according to the law. And you idiots that supported Donald Trump because you thought he was good on immigration, the only candidate who was good on immigration was Ted Cruz. He wanted to deport the illegal aliens and keep them out and not allow them to return. Once they're deported, they're not allowed to return. Ted Cruz was the only one who was good on that issue. And by the way, that's another little point I just want to make. Ted Cruz, who is the one real hope for this country, and who is the one candidate who's also pro-Israel, Ted Cruz can run again in 2020. I hope we survive 4 years so that he could run again in 2020. Who knows what damage is going to happen to the United States in the meantime. But at least in 2020, if we can somehow survive until then, Ted Cruz will be able to run and he'll be a front-running candidate. In 2020, he'll be one of the front-runners for the nomination because now he's well-known. He has a fundraising apparatus in place. He has a strong grassroots organization all across the country. He will be a very strong contender, one of the front-runners for the nomination in 2020 if Donald Trump is defeated. But if Donald Trump wins, Ted Cruz can't run in 2020 because Donald Trump will be the incumbent Republican president. And so Ted Cruz is out at least until 2024. And even in 2024, he'd have to run against Trump's vice president. So that probably, you know, that's a good chance that knocks Ted Cruz out of the picture forever. And we're never going to have a true conservative. We're never going to have a real idealistic, uncompromising, ideologically true leader in the White House. And that would be the ultimate tragedy for America. So, as horrible as it is, as horrible as the choices are, we're going to tell people, do not vote for Donald Trump. That's going to be what our campaign is about. Not to vote for Donald Trump from the right, not from the left. because he's not a conservative, he's going to hurt conservatism, and he's going to hurt us on the issue, on some of the issues that I just outlined here, and on many other issues that we're going to bring up, on abortion, on the gay issue, on all these other issues, on the transgender bathroom issue, on every issue. Donald Trump is a leftist. And where he's pretending to be a conservative, he's a con man. Okay, on every single one of these issues, you go back 2 or 3 years, and even this past year, you'll see him making statements on almost every one of these issues that are left-wing statements that show the real Donald Trump is a Manhattan leftist. He's very dangerous. He has to be defeated. If Hillary Clinton is in the White House, she's terrible, she's evil, she's an abomination, we hate her, we despise her. Yimach Shma V'Zichra, which is a Jewish religious curse, may her name and memory be obliterated, we despise her. But if she's in the White House, at least the Republicans in Congress will be united against her, will be fighting her and united against her, conservatives will be united against her, at least she'll face resistance. If Trump is in the White House, when he proposes left-wing things, the Democrats will go along with it when he proposes something left-wing, and most of the Republican opposition will be neutered, because it's a Republican president, they're not going to go against the leader of their own party. And you see how they're all caving into him already, all the Washington Republicans. So there's no conservative opposition to him anymore if you have a Republican doing all of this damage. When a Republican does bad policies, it's worse than when a Democrat does bad policies. At least with a Democrat, there's opposition. With a Republican in the White House, most of the opposition is neutralized. And so we're going to be appealing to evangelical Christians, to true conservatives, to Orthodox Jews, to devout Catholics, to people who care about the demographic future of the United States, to people who don't think that the world is better if we spread nuclear bombs all over the place. We're going to be appealing to sane, true conservatives. And we're going to say to them, look, this will be a historic, tragic mistake, voting for Donald Trump. And we'll see how successful it is. We've already got the domain name NeverTrumpConservatives.com. NeverTrumpConservatives.com. That's a domain name now for our main page. That's added to all of it. We still have JewsForCruise.com and JewsForCruise.org. We still got all of that. We still have JTF.org, of course. We have all of our old domain names. But we also have a new domain name, NeverTrumpConservatives.com. We're going to put up a Facebook page called Never Trump Conservatives. And in fact, the Facebook page is already up there. And we're going to have a YouTube page, Never Trump Conservatives. So you'll be able to go to our Never Trump Conservatives Facebook page, our Never Trump Conservatives YouTube page. The YouTube page isn't up yet, but the Facebook page is up. You'll be able to go to those pages. And you'll be able, of course, to go to NeverTrumpConservatives.com, our main page, our own main page. And from there, hopefully we'll build something that will deal with this emergency situation, because this is an emergency. This is an emergency. It's very unpleasant. It was wonderful when we were promoting Ted Cruz. When we had Ted Cruz to support, it was such a pleasure. We finally had a candidate that we really liked and believed in and really, 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 really wanted this guy. That was a pleasure to do. That was a pleasure fighting for Ted Cruz. Unfortunately, we lost, and the people stupidly fell for the con man, the charlatan, Donald Trump. And so, you know, now we're in a very unpleasant situation where we've got to do the lesser of evils game, and we have to prevent this very serious danger from taking place. And it's not popular, and it's difficult to do, but you know, JTF, as you know, if any group is willing to do things that are unpopular, if it's good for America, for Israel, for the world, we'll do the unpopular things if it's the right thing to do. We need you to do 4 things for us, because now we have a chance. We're going to have a chance, and if we all work together, maybe we can stop Trump in November. It's a close race, so you never know. We may be able to stop him. It's a close race. We may be able to have an influence on what happens. Let's hope. Let's hope it isn't close. Let's hope his candidacy falls apart. But right now, it looks like it's going to be close. So there are 4 things you can do to help us in this situation that could change history potentially if we succeed in preventing Trump from becoming president and prevent all these disasters. 4 things you could do to help us. Number one, we need your prayers. We need your prayers for the success of our effort. Number two, please promote our videos. Our videos in English and in Hebrew. Promote our videos all over the place. Number three, become active on our main page. It's jtf.org. It's also nevertrumpconservatives.com. Those are different domains for the same main page. Promote our main page and become part of our main page. And the fourth and final thing, last but not least, checks, money orders, cash donations. Very, very important. The more we have, the more we have to fight with, the more resources we have to fight with, the more good that we can do. We need your help now. If you want to send it to our post office box, that's very helpful. God bless you. Or if you want to do it with your credit card online, it makes no difference. It doesn't make any difference. Either way is fine. If you want to do it with your credit card through our PayPal account, you just go to the donate button on our Hebrew main page. Our Hebrew main page is hayamin.org. And you go to the Hebrew main page on top, there's a donate button in English, and you can do it with your credit card very conveniently online. Either way, through the regular mail or through or online with your credit card, either way, it's very, very important to us. Every donation does make a difference. And yes, while we're doing all of this, we're still going to be running an active Hebrew campaign of helping the Jews in Judea and Samaria. Baruch Hashem, Meir Ettinger, the grandson of our beloved leader, Rabbi Meir Kahana, blessed memory, should be getting out of prison in the next couple of weeks. But there are other people that are still in prison, and we're still fighting to make sure that as many Jews as possible live in Judea and Samaria, and fighting to wake the people of Israel up. Because after the election, whether it's Hillary or Donald, it doesn't matter. We're going to be under a lot of pressure to commit suicide. So we've got to wake the people of Israel up. So we're going to, while we're doing this, I'm just talking about our English language movement. This whole video has been about our English language movement. Our Hebrew language movement is going to be involved in trying to wake the people of Israel up and prepare them for this and get them all prepared and ready and wake them up. And we need your help. When you help us, you're helping us also with the Hebrew campaign to wake the people of Israel up so that Israel doesn't commit suicide, so the people of Israel will oppose this insanity that's going to be confronting Israel after the November election. We can still do it. We can still have an impact, and we can still make a difference if we all work together as a team. Join with us, let's fight together, and it's going to be an exciting 5 months, the next 5 months until Election Day. We've got a lot at stake. Join with us, together, let's work to make this a better world, Be'ezrat Hashem, God willing. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach, Shalom.